Hey, Family Secrets family. It's been a minute. The last episode of the 9th season dropped way back on January 11th with Alice Carrière's extraordinary story of growing up with her mercurial mother, the famous painter Jennifer Bartlett. Last season was my favorite season yet. I keep saying that each season because it's true. The stories keep coming, each one as individual as a snowflake. When it comes to family secrets, every secret is unique and powerful in its own way, and reckoning with those secrets is nothing short of liberating. I've seen it again and again in my guests' lives, as well as in my own. Currently, we're hard at work on the 10th season of this podcast, which will drop in early June. We have an array of fantastic guests lined up, and I've been inspired and provoked by the conversations I've had thus far. Some of you may have noticed that we haven't been dropping in our usual bonus content, like conversations with great minds about prior episodes of the pod. And there's a reason for that. One of my favorite writers, Joan Didion, once wrote that life changes fast. Life changes in an instant, the ordinary instant. In my life, that fast change came on an ordinary day, in the form of a frightening diagnosis. On January 15th, just a few days after the last season of Family Secrets ended, I learned that I had a rare cancer in the back of my eye. It's hard for me to even say these words. Only 6 in a million people are diagnosed with this particular form of cancer. As the days turned into a blur of doctors, hospitals, new words, new terms, surgery, and treatment, I learned that I was very lucky. It had been caught early because it was affecting my vision, something that doesn't always happen. And so it was treatable, and the odds are tremendously in my favor that I'm now on the other side of it, and that it will have been a big old speed bump, a chapter, a brief and brutal but ultimately survivable scare. Why am I sharing this with you? Because my first instinct, which lasted for over a month, was to tell almost no one. My immediate family knew and my innermost circle of friends, but I was hell-bent on keeping this private. I didn't think of it as keeping a secret. I figured that eventually I might write about it, as I have written about so many other chapters in my life, in the fullness of time. But while I was going through it, I felt too vulnerable. I thought a lot about an episode I recorded last season titled Shonda, in which the writer Letty Cotton Pogrebin talked about a benign brain condition that she kept secret for a long time because she was worried that if people knew, they would see her differently. They would see her as a sick person, someone with something wrong with her, separate from the herd of the healthy. It felt, as Letty and I discussed, that illness is somehow a source of shame. And as all of you Family Secrets listeners know, shame leads to secrecy, and secrecy leads to toxicity and isolation, and around we go. So I did something that was hard and scary for me. I announced my diagnosis on social media, specifically on my public Instagram account, so that I could own my truth rather than falling victim to it. And in the flood of loving, kind, compassionate responses I received from friends, acquaintances, strangers, readers, listeners of this podcast, I was reminded of something that I know, but I had forgotten in the midst of my own terror and reflexive self-protection. I had forgotten that we need one another, that we are part of a vast tapestry, a community, and that most of us are, at our cores, kind and caring. And so I've been through some hard things in the last bunch of weeks, but I went through them with a sense of being carried, being borne by so many humans who sent me their good wishes in whatever ways they could. This has meant the world. It continues to mean the world. There's a profound difference between privacy and secrecy. I still feel very much like a private person, even though I live a somewhat public life. But when I realized that I was harboring a secret, that I wasn't allowing people in, that I wasn't allowing people to be their best selves and to carry me through this time, I knew I had to do it differently. And so, dear, dear Family Secrets family, this is just me saying to you, I love this community. I love the work I've been called to do in life that so often involves breaking down my own fears as a way of coming to a deeper understanding. I really am going to be okay. Please know that. And if you'd like to follow along between now and June, when the new season drops, come on over to Instagram and say hi. I'm at Dani Writer. That's D-A-N-I Writer. I even post cute puppy photos sometimes. But I'm over there, as I am over here, trying to make sense of what it is to be human. Thanks for listening.